Okay, so hope you had a little integrative moment there, a little contemplation, consideration, absorption, deeper absorption about what I was sharing. So we're going to continue here now and go a little deeper into this incredible process that we're all sharing here together. So, as I said in the first part of this audio file, the main objective is to come into vibrational harmony with the divine. This is a proactive movement that only you can accomplish within yourself. You can get support for that. You can be in the presence of people closely, physically, or remotely that are living in deeper, more harmonious states of consciousness, i.e., their psyche, their feelings, and their mind are organized more often and for longer periods of time in a harmonious way with the great spirit of life, the nature of life, than yours. And these, we can refer to these individuals as masters, in the sense that they've mastered their feelings and their mind. So they're able to feel peace and experience inner peace. In other words, the waves, the thoughts and emotions are consciously calmed. That means they're doing it on purpose. They have mastered themselves to a certain degree. Doesn't mean they're better than you, or in many respects even more useful than you. You might be able to fix their lawnmower or fix their car, and they haven't got a clue how to do any of that. But they are peace-filled, and their lives are an expression of freedom and peace. Okay. This reorganization of the psyche, the feelings and the mind, creates another key word that I want to introduce here, and that is an alchemy. So this path that we're on really is the path of alchemy. And everything you think, everything you say, everything you do, including everything you eat, the way you do things affects the internal alchemy. So your psyche, your feelings and your mind have a electrochemical, biochemical, neurological effect in your physical body, which creates an alchemy. The alchemy of those chemicals produces a knock-on effect which affects the neurotransmitters, the way your brain and your heart and your gut release chemicals to your cells. That creates a hormonal effect. Your hormones. All the ladies know all about hormones and how massively they affect the feelings and the mind, which is what? The psyche. And so the alchemy is absolutely critical in terms of how your psyche interfaces with the spirit of life, how the key fits into the lock. So we're moving into, it seems like we're expanding here into other arenas, and we've mentioned very briefly, the things you eat, the food, the diet, the nutritional things, and that is just in itself a huge, vast subject that you know, all kinds of nutritional experts around the world, some of them my very dear friends, you know, spend a whole lifetime trying to crack that code and communicate that succinctly and present that to in a way that is beneficial to individuals. And still, even, you know, after decades and decades of understanding in this subject, people, you know, very, very, very qualified in this realm, still people are experiencing, you know, deranged minds and feeling states, and are stressed and frightened and confused and in all kinds of dysfunctional and disharmonious vibrational patterns. So what I'm presenting here is a possibility that underpins everything, that is kind of like the, if you haven't got this piece, then everything else you can forget about it, because it's not entirely effective without this piece. With this piece, you can build out from here and add the best of all of these other components in, and you really have the missing link. So what is this piece? Well, alchemy is the environment, and there is a focal point within the environment. This focal point is it's a nexus point, it's a connecting point to your power, your full power. It's very much a mindset that allows a anchoring and a stabilizing. You see, the mind is you know, when we're talking about the mind, when we're talking about the psyche, we're talking about the most powerful thing in terms of your reality. There's nothing more powerful than the mind, the psyche, the soul. Nothing at all. So the organization of your mind is absolutely critical. But the organization of your mind, as we're discussing, is an alchemical process. It's a fluid thing full of vibrations and patterns and structures within depths, archetypal structures, mythological images, vibrational thought forms, subconscious and unconscious depth of such enormity. And anyone who's, you know, ventured into this, into their own mental processes, or undergone any kind of psychoanalysis, or witnessed anyone that has, or witnessed anyone that's mentally deranged, has, you know, been into an asylum, or, you know, seen deep process work, realizes that the depths of it, in an unbalanced, disharmonious, uncentered mind, it's kind of scary, very, very scary. And so this is an aspect that we need to have well organized. And the key to all of this, because it has such enormous depth and is such a fluid a mystery, it's like a kaleidoscope of ever-changing organ, ever-changing patterns and vibrational possibilities. There is an epicenter within the mind, within the psyche. There's a focal point, a nexus point, right in the center of it. The mind is very much like a tornado or a cyclone. And this whirling, swirling, turning metaphor I'm giving you now, like a tornado or a cyclone or a whirlpool, you know, this is how the galaxies spin and the universes spin. There is an epicenter within it, and this is exactly the nature of the psyche. It's that epicenter that we want to be coming from, that we want to be existing from. And the proactive means in terms of a feeling experience and a mindset in order for us to get there is the attitude of faith. In Sanskrit, they call it nischa. It's a burning certainty that already exists within us. We don't have to invent it or develop it. It already exists within us because, you know, at the end of the day, we are what we are and we always will be that. We can't be anything else. All we can do is pretend to be something else and caught in a momentary experience of who we are not. But underneath it all, we are what we are. And so this experience exists within you. It already exists within you. And all you have to do is drop down into it, is to find it, to reach out with the part of yourself, the only part of yourself that's actually designed to reach for it. And that is your heart center. That is your love. So you reach for it with the feeling of love. And that requires a movement through tenderness, through beauty, a movement into humility, and a reaching forth from your the beauty of your tenderness and sensitivity into your psyche to connect with this part of yourself that exists in the epicenter of it all. And this is faith. So what we're talking about here is the alchemy of love and faith. And this alchemy of love and faith is what gives you the magic key and allows divinity, your own divinity, to flow through you into your world, affecting the matrix, so that the matrix switches, it flips from being a scary place, you know, bad things can happen to you, painful things can happen to you, into a wonderful place where you experience life as a benevolent continuum of experience after experience, which is actually uplifting, supportive, helpful, and is for your the expansion and unfolding of your continued greatness as this mystery of love is revealed more and more and more within us. So what did I just say? What I'm saying is that love is the key to experiencing the optimal alchemy, the vibrational perfection, the vibrational harmony. And that focus is required. Deep, deep focus. So much focus that you are able to connect with the epicenter of that whirling vortex, which is your psyche. And from that place, stabilize everything quite naturally. Because you're actually in the driving seat. You're actually being yourself. And the whole thing just reorganizes as a natural consequence of you being yourself. This movement out of this fragmented, kind of frightened, separate sense of self into this mastery is a movement that requires you to humble yourself and to tenderize yourself. It requires your sensitivity, your tenderness, and to move from your heart space. We often hear this being encouraged on the spiritual path to become more heart-centered. I think it's Neil Donald Walsh, in Conversations with God, talks about the spiritual journey being the shortest journey imaginable, and it's the movement from your head to your heart. What that means is tenderizing yourself. So here's a really easy way to do this. You can just think about all the things you love in life, all the people you love in life. What do you love about life? you can think about all the sorrow and the suffering in the world, all the suffering souls. People are living in torment, sharing this matrix that is the creation of, well, let's say the physical material world is a manifestation, the modern world is a manifestation of the dreams and creation of individuals that weren't coming from this place. So it's created tremendous disharmony. And we've all bought into this. We've all followed them, you know, running after the money, running after the things, putting achievement and accomplishment and conquest before love, making things and whatnot priority in our lives instead of feelings. So we now have a world, a machine-like world, devoid of feeling, where the most dreadful atrocities are occurring on a daily basis, and most individuals are bound up, caught up in this thing, and shackled to it, and slaves to the system, and they're living in misery and torment. And so there's lots of suffering souls. So if you think about the suffering souls, if you're listening to this file, if you have any motivation whatsoever to improve your life and experience deeper levels of freedom and peace, you're an empathetic soul. You like helping people. You like feeling good, and you like being kind. So when we just consider for a moment the suffering in the world, that puts us into a state of tenderness, which is exactly where we need to be. Now, if you just close your eyes for a moment and just contemplate the suffering souls, get in touch with that sensitivity, and consider your own process, your own life, and just feel in there, you'll experience a tenderization of yourself, a softening, and that is moving into your heart space. That's what this actually is. You haven't actually gone anywhere. You've just, the alchemy has shifted somewhat. The psyche has reorganized from a linear organization into a softer, more pliable, we could say humble, more malleable alchemy. And so this is exactly what we need. We need to free our mind in terms of the structures and the forms that are organizing it, that are dominating, and allow the fluidity and the beauty of tenderness, the exquisite beauty of tenderness, to move. And as we do that, we're now able to reach out into ourselves, reach deep within, and reach into this space around you, the substance of life, the oneness, the divinity that's pervading this space and pervades all of your cells. We can reach into it with a burning certainty of who we are and what life is. And this is very, 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 very important, what I'm sharing with you right now. If you're closing your eyes and you're tenderizing and you're reaching into this invisible presence with a burning certainty of knowing who you are, regardless whether you experience it at all in your life, you know who you are. Reaching into this space with a burning certainty of what life is. Beyond the conception, beyond thought, beyond idea, just an alchemical feeling of certainty, of burning certainty. Now, with that feeling, reach for a focal point, a point of focus, and focus your mind on that burning certainty, and allow your awareness to burn with certainty. The ancient Sanskrit word, nisce, allow your awareness to burn with nisce. Allow your awareness to burn with the pure essence, undiluted faith. Jesus said you need faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. That's all you need. That's as big as it needs to be. So make it that tiny, but have it burning, and consider it the epicenter of this great vortex, this cyclone, this great tornado, this huge, huge portal of infinite possibility, which is your psyche, which is your soul. And just there, just sitting there with this burning certainty and this tender-hearted feeling state, where you're allowing the beauty of your tenderness to flow, you are in the perfect alchemy of being. And all you have to do is breathe and allow, just witness your process, witness your emotional process. And that's all you have to do in order to move from the life you're experiencing into more and more obvious expressions and manifestations of freedom and peace. That is the basis. The focused burning nischa in the depths of your tender-hearted, the beauty of tenderness, as you are silently aware, witnessing your feeling process and your emotional process. That's all you have to do. That's where you need to sit. That's your state of being that should underpin everything else. And you can take this into all of your expressions. You can take it into work. You can take it into standing in the queue at the post office or the bank. You can take it into driving around in your car. You can take it into being with your family and friends. It's an underlying alchemical state of consciousness. And the more you cultivate this state of being, the more you develop it as the foundation, the easier your life will become and the swifter everything will transform. So we're going to be revisiting this alchemical state, this blend of nischa and love, over and over and over. And I'm going to deepen the conversation around this as this audio series continues. So I just want to touch on something else as we recap what I just said. There is a power within you, the power of God, the power of the Great Spirit, the Spirit of Life, the power of life itself. It's an infinite power. Your whole life purpose is to organize your internal alchemy so that this power can flow through you in a way that improves your life, the lives of others, and the reality around you. The whole life purpose is to organize your psyche, your mind, your feelings, into such a harmonious state that this infinite power can flow through you, and a natural consequence of that is your life improves, improves, improves. The people around you, the circumstances, the things you attract improve, everything improves, gets better. Your life becomes more grace-filled, magical and wonderful. And this is a guarantee. And this is the proof in the pudding. Because as you become more full of it, as you allow your divinity, as you allow the spirit of life to fill you, and you become more divine, you become more spiritualized, you become so full of the whole point of life that all you really want to do is share this experience. And that naturally blesses the lives of others, and your vibrational presence naturally calls forth a different expression of the matrix, a different manifestation of the matrix. So if you don't like politics, for example, and war, and you don't like genocide and chemical toxicity and, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on, all you have to do is to fill yourself with this perfect manifestation of the spirit of life within yourself, and it naturally disappears as a reflex from the world around you. You see, the matrix just responds to the consciousness within it. And right now, the collective consciousness, the mass consciousness, these individuated points of consciousness, these psyches, these souls. Soul is a container for consciousness. Psyche is a container for consciousness. Consciousness is individuated as individual souls. And consciousness is the most powerful thing. There's nothing more powerful than your spirit, the great spirit of life, the spirit of life. Nothing more powerful than that. And as it is organized, as it is affected, colored, influenced by the organization of your psyche, the way you think, the way you feel, that incredibly powerful creative force shining through that particular organization creates a response from life, from the matrix, and the matrix only mirrors back to the consciousness within it, the indwelling consciousness, the organization of the psyche. I'll say that again. The matrix only mirrors. So what we see around us in life, if we're looking at all this war and toxicity and violence and abuse, what we're looking at is the negative organization, the negative distortions, the negative vibrations that are held as patterns within our psyche, within the majority of human psyche. And we're being manipulated by governments and institutions and systems that reinforce negativity over and over and over and over in every facet of life. So we need to be able to disassociate ourselves from this somewhat. Turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off the news. Stop reading this stuff. And go within with tenderness and intense focus in the depths of ourselves in order to allow a reorganization to occur. And this is a very natural process. It wants to occur. Consciousness wants to express in a harmonious way. That's its nature. The matrix wants to reorganize itself into a wonderful reality. Or I should say virtual reality. Harmony is the law of life. Disharmony is momentarily allowed for the purposes of growth and learning. So I just said a lot there, and one of the key things in this reorganization process, when we retreat from the world somewhat, from the material world in its disharmony, is one of the keys here is to live from depth. And so we can take this focusing, this tenderizing, this sensitivity, this reaching forth to the epicenter of our being, this slipping into our power place within us, we can take it to depth through, very simply through relaxation. We need to be able to calm our minds, calm our feelings, calm the ocean, calm the waves, so that we can experience, we can go to a greater depth in the ocean. We can live from depth. And that translates to the movement, the shift in our brains from a beta frequency, which is a very agitated, kind of stressy, normal waking state, while we're kind of busy, thinking about this, and we've got to do, and we're kind of running and moving fast, into the alpha states of consciousness, which is very easily achieved just simply by regulating your breath and just taking a moment and breathing and tenderizing yourself, moving into sensitive awareness and reaching out with your heart, with that burning certainty, and connecting with that great spiritual presence, the holy presence, the whole presence, which is imminent. It's here and now. It's fully here. It's a very simple, easy switch from from beta to alpha states of consciousness. And then we can deepen that. We can go deeper into meditation, contemplation, into the theta waves, and then we can go deeper still into the delta waves, into the deep peace, the deeply nurturing states of being. And this is the key: focus, harmony, breath, relaxation, sensitive awareness to the process. So we'll take another little break now. I just want you to invite you to do a little contemplation and consideration, a little breathing, and allow all of that to integrate.